Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Living Your Life by Design, a conversation of self, health, and wealth, with the sole purpose of advancing and enhancing the lives of women. And now, your host, certified career consultant, life coach, and author, Kathy Holloway Hill.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Living by Design show. I'm Kathy Holloway Hill. And Tony Lamont is on the line, or I thought he was. Mr. Lamont, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Well, how are you this evening?
I'm doing good. Doing real good.
Really? Okay, because I know you was a little bit under the weather earlier.
Yeah, I'm actually feeling better today. So I'm claiming the goodness of the day and not worrying about how I've been feeling.
Well, that's good. I am really happy to hear that. I'm doing very well. I'm actually trying out a new headset, so hopefully it's coming through loud and clear to everyone. If everyone can hear me in the chat room, I hope you will let me know. I don't see anyone complaining, saying that they can't hear, so that's a good sign. Tony, you know, I want to start right off the bat by giving a very big congratulations to Mr. Barack Obama. He made a really good historic speech last Thursday at the Democratic National Convention. And, you know, Tony, God does everything for a reason. And I truly believe it was not a coincidence that his historic speech was on the anniversary of that famous I Have a Dream speech by none other than our Dr. Martin Luther King, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A lot of folks say that... you know, the way that it was planned, it was planned to make sure that it was a divine kind of delivery. And a lot of folks wanted to criticize Barack for not speaking more on what that historic day meant. But he brought it up, he mentioned it, and I think he was aware, and he let everyone know. So it was a good convention. And I know you're talking about, of course, the Democratic convention right now. The Republican convention is going on. So as we speak, it is going on, and then a little bit later on this evening, I know they're going to have the new vice president or the presumptive vice president go in, Sarah Palin, and she's going to speak, and a few other dignitaries are going to speak. So it'll be interesting when they get done what the comparison is, but you're absolutely right. I think I was amazed by the Democratic convention last week. It was something to see.
It was
a historic time. I mean, it truly was in so many different ways. So.
And if it wasn't for great leaders like Dr. King, President Kennedy, both noted Democrats, we as a people would not have the progress. I mean, we would not have made the progress that we're currently enjoying these days and times. And I really want to give a shout out, because if it wasn't for those historic individuals like those two people I just named, we also wouldn't be on the brink of possibly having our first African-American in the White House.
Right, right.
You know, and politics has never really been my thing, but, you know, I just really think that a lot of the discussions and conversations and comments that I hear from people that are on both political sides of you know, the Democrats and the Republicans, and, you know, whether you're a conservative or a liberal or whatever, but it just seems like people get so strongly caught up in their opinions that they forget about their dignity and respect toward each other. And I mean, that just really bothers me that happens. I mean, there's no need for that. We can differing opinions and still respect each other.
Well, unfortunately, the premise of politics is about trying to make sure that the opponent is made to be lesser in the minds of the voters. And can you do it? Can you have a dignified fight? You absolutely can. Do the politicians normally do that? Not really, because at some point someone's going to break the rule and change the rules or step over the line, and that has a tendency. I know that McCain and Obama have said that they're not going to go after or, you know, go below the belt. I think the folks that are, you know, doing the going below the belt are their supporters and radio talk show hosts and TV talk show hosts, the pundits, those individuals who are trying to make the decisions for the voters. But here's my advice, since we're talking politics at this point, and I say this on my radio show, and I say it to anybody that I get an opportunity to speak with. Very simple. Listen to both sides, listen to the arguments, and make your own educated decision. If you're not educated in the process, if you don't understand the process, and you don't know what's going to be good for you or America, you shouldn't be a part of the process. So at least learn it, educate yourself on it, and then you can make an educated decision on who you're going to vote for. But don't just let somebody talk about somebody and you just jump on the wagon because they think a little bit like you. Because the bottom line is, there are a lot of people that think like me, but if they jumped off a cliff, I wouldn't follow them.
Yeah, I agree. I think we can all, like I said, everybody has a right to their opinion. Everybody has a right to feel the way they want to feel, but just have respect. You know, we can all live together in this country regardless of what our political affiliation is. And, you know, if John McCain happens to, I'm going to support Barack Obama until the last second. But if Mr. McCain happens to win, I say, may the best man win. And if it happens to be Mr. McCain, I will support him about as much as I have supported George W. Bush. And that's all I'm going to say about that. I will support him exactly the way I supported President Bush. So, you know, and I think that that's fair to say. You know, I'm not disrespecting anyone, but that's what I have to say about that.
I think the phrase is, that's all I have to say about that.
It is. So right. Moving on, that's enough about politics. I just wanted to give our wonderful, loyal listeners an idea of some of the upcoming shows. At first, I want to thank you to everyone that has started to gather in the chat room, all my wonderful, loyal supporters. Eddie finally came back. We've been missing you, Mr. Eddie. Your time now, Natasha. Thank you for coming. Claudia Mosley, Vicky, thank you so much for coming. And Peas and their pod, Janice, you guys are so wonderful, and you always support me, and I really appreciate it. There's several guest logins, but the guests can hear me. If you guys could log in and join the chat, that would be great. You would have to log in with a username to be able to join the chat, so please feel free to do that. So just a couple of minutes to talk about some upcoming shows. Next week we're going to have Stephanie Alexander. Stephanie is the CEO and founder of a website called WomenSavers.com. And ladies, if you've ever used a dating website, Match.com, eHarmony, etc., any of those types of websites, this is a very important show because Stephanie will talk about how to protect yourself from internet predators and lots of different safety measures, because there are a lot of internet predators out there, and they are just waiting for poor, unsuspecting people that really are truly looking for love. So Stephanie has been on numerous talk shows, Fox News. She's a best-selling author, and she is just a wealth of knowledge. So we're really looking forward to that show. And then the following week, we will have none other than Miss Barbara Cochran. Barbara is a very well-known self-made millionaire, and I'm really going to be excited to talk to her. She's a regular contributor for the NBC Today Show, CNBC. She's been on Oprah. She's a regular contributor to The Big Idea with Donnie Deutsch and has appeared on many different networks. And as I stated, she's a self-made millionaire. She started her business with just a few $100s to her name, Tony. I mean, her story is amazing. It is absolutely amazing. She will give hope and inspiration to so many people. Looking forward to that show. So, we'll go ahead and let's just talk a little about the topic for tonight. I am really excited about the topic tonight because there are so many people that suffer from that I wish I could split myself into multiple people syndrome. And especially for us women, I call it the superwoman syndrome, because we're always doing for someone else or something else other than ourselves. And that's what tonight's show is all about. You, ladies, and the men who love you, to inform you talk about ways in which we can learn how to relax, release, and retreat. I know we all get caught in that trap. So Inez Bracey she has a BTR Blog Talk Radio show here of her own, and she's a very dear friend of mine, and she's going to be our guest tonight. That's going to talk about relax, release, and retreat, and she's also going to talk about her upcoming retreat, and I'm really excited about that. So I'm going to go ahead and bring Inez on the line, and Inez just joined us in the chat room. Yay. Inez, are you there?
I certainly am. Good afternoon, Kathy. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you, Miss Inez?
I am fantabulous.
Good. You always are so upbeat. That's one of the things I love about you. And my co-host is here, too, Tony.
Hello,
hi, Tony.
How are you? How are you?
I'm fantabulous. And you?
Fantabulous also.
Excellent.
It's funny you use that word, because I used to use that word all the time. So I'm glad to hear you use it.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Some people have been asking me, is that really a word? I said, yeah, you're going to find it in Webster soon.
Yep. Fantastic and fabulous combined.
Exactly.
Yeah, that just means you're double happy times two.
Absolutely.
Can never be too much.
I was listening
to
you talk about the election coming up.
Yes, yes.
And I like what you said, because a lot of times we get in our own way and we end up not doing what we need to do to learn and to understand what's going on. And Tony, you did that so well. And when we don't take the time to learn and to understand, we're in our own way. But then when the person we thought should win doesn't win, we get all upset and we're not going to support them. But I think it's incumbent upon Americans to support whoever is in office.
Right. And the other thing I mentioned is that sometimes when I hear other people talk or their opinions or different shows that you see on TV, I hate the mudslinging. And I know that's part of it. I know that goes on, and, you know, people are very passionate about the party of their choice. But I don't like the disrespect, and, you know, I just hate it when they get personal and start talking about the individual rather than the issues that we're facing in our country today. That's what it's about. Let's stick with the issues and not talk about someone's daughter or someone's family or the choices that someone has made. I mean, and I know maybe I'm just being a little bit naive where that's concerned, but.
Well, I don't think you're being naive, Kathy. I think what really happens is what they are doing is distracting you from the issues. Because if Americans really took the time to figure out what the issues are and really look at them, they would not allow all of that mudslinging, because they would want people to address the issues.
Exactly.
And what the mudslinging is about, emotion.
But, Inez, I am so excited about the topic we're going to cover tonight, because this is something that so many of my clients, and I know your clients, and so many people get caught up in, especially women, that, you know, we think we're superwoman. Seriously. I mean, I call it the superwoman syndrome.
You're right.
You know, because we get so caught up in trying to do so many things, and I'm going to let you just have the floor for a minute and first talk about what you do, Inez. I know you have a radio show here on Blog Talk. Tell our listeners, because we have quite a few people in the chat room and we have quite a few people that are listening in. So I'm going to go to the phones here shortly to see if there are any questions. But just tell our listeners what you do and, you know, some of the things we're going to talk about tonight.
I help women especially create extraordinary lives. I help them stop being the superwoman and to take care of themselves. That's basically what I do. And I do that by asking questions that help lead them to discovery. Most of us grew up having some ideas about what we wanted to do, be, and have. And somewhere along the way, we decided that that wasn't important. So what I do is help women come back to their own understanding, to discovering their genius within, to help them see that they are creative and they need to take care of themselves, and they get to take care of themselves. They get to choose to take care of themselves so that they can create a life of love, desire, luxury, whatever it is they want, just because now they are first loving themselves, being in a loving relationship with themselves and taking care of themselves.
Wonderful. Now, Inez, they're asking in the chat room about your show. Is your show still on at noon on Mondays, or did you change?
No, it's still on at noon. We weren't on this past Monday because we celebrated the holiday, but
okay.
We are still on at noon.
Okay. All right. And your show is Living Smart and Well.
Absolutely.
Okay. I'm putting it in the chat room so that they. Okay. Wonderful. Wonderful. So let's just talk a little bit about, I know you have an upcoming retreat, and the retreat focuses on the genius within. That's what you're calling it.
Absolutely.
Love that title.
Yes, and the reason, it just came to me, I was meditating one day, and I was trying to figure out what word would really pinpoint exactly what we do, because we're all born genius, and since we're all born a genius, what happens to it? And with the boundaries that we're given as children, all those things that are set for us, we start to lose our genius and start to really dampen it down to a point where it's so smothered we forget that it's there. So what I'm doing is working with women to reinvent, rejuvenate, and revitalize their lives to release their quintessential woman. Because women are feminine creatures. But somewhere along the way, especially working in the corporate arena and all of that, we are not holding ourselves to our femininity. So what I'm doing is working with them to show them how they can tap back into their quintessential woman, how they can unveil their goddess and still function very well in the workplace.
Now, I know that is a large part of why you're going to be doing your retreat and, you know, how you're going to be focusing on the events surrounding your retreat. So how do you see desire as a part of discovering your genius?
Oh, that's paramount, because without desire, without that burning desire and realizing that it's something that you really want to do, then you won't do it. It'll be something, well, okay, that was very nice, but that's not for me. But when you realize that it's ultimately up to you to create that life of joy, to create the life that you want, to have everything that you desire is all up to you. And by your creativity, you can make that happen, only by discovering your genius, because genius is ultimately creativity.
Because, and I mean, I know this retreat, it's going to focus on females, but how do you see this fitting in for males as well? Because, you know, men try to do so much, and Tony, I'm sure you can attest to that. Men try to do so much, but I think men feel like, you know, they when they have a lot of tasks to be done, they can put aside certain things more so than females can. So how do you think that this relates to men, or do you think it does at all?
Well, actually, I do believe that it relates to men, because ultimately, if you are in a relationship, believe it or not, the woman actually drives that relationship, and the way that she loves herself, the way that she is feminine in herself, the way that she understands herself is going to be very essential to how the relationship with her significant other goes. So, yes, men are a lot of times working and stressed, but even with this, when the woman learns the strategies and techniques that she will learn at the retreat, because she will leave the retreat with the masterpiece, a blueprint for a whole year on how to work on her life to get her where she wants to go. It's not to exclude men, but it is to get women back to being the relationship person that she is.
No, I know. Let me ask. I was going to say.
Go ahead, Tony, because I got a really good question I'm going to ask her based on what she just said.
Yeah, I just wanted to know, because what you just said speaks to a woman learning and feeling good and being better about who she is. How in this retreat will, and what part of this retreat will allow her to translate that information to her significant other? Because one of the challenges is men listen differently and think differently. So how can the retreat help that situation?
Tony, as a man, you know that when you see a woman who's got it all together, who is loving herself, has her relationship with herself all together, that's very appealing. And that's the type of woman that when she takes it back with her significant other, it might change the dynamic slowly over time of the relationship, but as the woman changes into who she is, then it's going to build a stronger, more loving, a deeper love relationship than the superficial type of love when we think we're in love, rather than having that deep inner feeling for ourselves.
Totally understand. That's why I wanted to ask that question.
And yeah, I like what you said, too, about that, Inez, because maybe it's more of a statement than a question, but I get so many comments from clients and friends that and they talk about, for whatever reason, women tend to look to their mate to make them happy. They tend to look for appreciation and acceptance and validation from their mate or from someone else, from something else. How will this retreat help them with that mindset? Will this retreat help them to understand methods of how not to do that? And that's really not the way to have self-fulfillment or have happiness. It has to come from within.
Absolutely. A large part of it, well, let me just start with a couple of the exercises that we are going to do. The first morning when we get started, we are going to do yogic breathing. And we're going to do the breathing so that women will start to get in touch with their bodies, get in touch with their organs, and understand that that's important. Then the second morning, we're going to do belly dancing, because belly dancing is a way of really getting in touch with your sensuality. So when we do the belly dance and we do the yoga, and then in the retreat, the whole piece to the retreat is to help you look at your belief system, see what is not serving you now, and to be able to remove that and replace it with something that serves you well. A part of being a woman, as we grow up, we are told to look outside ourselves for validation. If you get good grades in school, if you do this, if you do that, it's always something outside of you that's going to validate who you are. Whereas if you start to understand that it's all coming from within you, your self-validation, then you're going to find that everything for you is going to just open up in such a magnificent way. Because now you're not waiting for your significant other to come home and validate you. You've already been validated. So when he does come home, it's going to be a whole different scenario in the house because you already validated. He's going to love this.
Now, Inez, I have a caller on the line. I think she's just listening, but actually I recognize the number because she is a yoga instructor. Can you explain a little bit about yoga, or I could bring her on the line and she could talk to us a little bit about the instructions that she does for yoga and how it benefits some of the listeners?
You can bring her on, but I can also tell you that I am a yoga student. I am definitely not an instructor.
Oh,
and
really?
What I have found with the yoga is it relaxes me, it centers me, and it also enables me. I've been losing weight also with the yoga, and it keeps me centered, and that's what I like about it. I like the way it nourishes all of my organs as I'm breathing. So it's not just the aerobic exercises and all of that. But, yes, you can certainly bring her on.
All right. Area code 502, Miss Marissa Moss, I have you on the line. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, Kathy. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you very much for joining our
discussion.
Hi,
Marissa. Hello. How are you?
I'm fantabulous.
I love that word. I just love it. I'm going to start using that going forward.
Thank you.
And just for our listeners that don't know, Marissa is a very, very dear friend of mine. I have known Marissa just about my entire life, and she lives here. Well, actually, I live in southern Indiana. Marissa lives in Louisville, Kentucky, and I keep up with her daily, and she is a yoga instructor. She's also an aerobics instructor. And now, I know, Marissa, you may not know every single thing there is to know about yoga, but I know you teach it, and can you just tell us a little bit about some of the benefits of yoga, because Inez is going to be having yoga as the first day of her retreat.
Of course. Well, I've been teaching yoga for about 3 years, and I absolutely love it. I've been teaching aerobics for about, I guess, 20 years. Doesn't seem like it's been that long, but I'm one of those fitness nuts, I guess you would say.
Okay.
But yoga is about the mind, body, and spirit. There are some people that get into yoga very deep, you know, as far as the Buddhism and stuff like that, but I don't get into it near that deep, to be quite frankly. I'm a Jesus freak, and I'm proud to say that. But yoga is for my body for the most part, and it does relax my mind and my spirit. And I would start off the class with somewhat of a warm-up. There are different breathing methods in yoga, and there are classes that I want to say they're like sweat classes where you're in a sauna. Those kind of yoga classes I haven't played a part in, but I teach a very basic class, but I also have a little bit of strength building with this class. So you are building your muscles, and you are promoting flexibility with your body. And it just makes a world of difference. It helps your organs all over, because there are some moves where you'll have your head down quite a bit, and then there are some moves where your leg will stretch a little further than you think that your body could think it could stretch. So I do thoroughly enjoy it. I recommend it to anyone. I have people in my classes from ages 20 to ages 65. So anyone can do it, and I also get a lot of people to say after class the results and effects they are getting that are just really beneficial to them, so I'm grateful.
And you talked about the breathing, so Marissa or Inez, either one of you, I'm taking it that the breathing will somehow get your spirit or your energy flow going better so that you can be more receptive to receive?
I think that's
correct. Inez, you can answer that, yes.
Yeah, with the breathing, it's a way of breathing in, so the more you breathe in, and you get to breathe a little bit deeper, and you can move further into your poses, and it really starts to get you thinking in a spiritual realm, I do believe. But and I think that's also very important. Now, Marissa, you were talking about doing the weight bearing. I have found that if I have to hold my own body up, that's enough weight for me.
It is a little different, I'll tell you that. But in the class, and then you have instructors that teach yoga in different ways. So, again, my class is pretty basic, and I do have people that are, you know, very lean built, and there are people that are very solid built, so to speak. And so I do encourage folks to truly go at their own pace.
Yeah,
and it's just
really... Go ahead,
Kathy. I'm sorry. Forgive me.
No. I was just going to say, you know, in your retreat, Inez, the retreat that we're talking about that, you know, we're going to give more information about here in a second, but I'm assuming that you'll probably have provisions for people that are, as Marissa described it, more solid built. I like the way she described that. But
absolutely.
Okay,
absolutely.
Yeah, because there are some people that may not be quite as lean, so I'm sure there will be methods for those people. I want to make sure our listeners know that they don't have to be lean built to come to your retreat.
Oh,
exactly.
Absolutely not. In fact, I don't expect any of them to be. The whole point is you move at your own pace, and I know everybody can breathe. And that's why, you know, we're starting with the breathing exercises, because people can do that. And you move at your own pace. You're not in competition with anybody, not even yourself. Sometimes you might want to see if you can breathe a little bit deeper into a pose, but we won't even get to that. We're just going to do some breathing to get you started.
And if I could interject just a little bit, one thing I know about yoga, because I know a few people that have taken it and have been on the larger built side of things. And they started out in the classes, and they were amazed at their flexibility, their control. I mean, what they told me was a very simple concept. Oxygen is what we use to make our bodies be healthier, and the breathing exercises centers all those things in place so that you can have that sense of spirituality. So once you're able to relax through your breathing, you can do so much more because you are taking in more oxygen and does allow you to relax and center yourself. And it's an amazing thing. So I think that part of the retreat, Inez, is just going to be a great thing to do.
Thank you.
Yeah, I agree with you there, Tony, because, I mean, from a spiritual perspective, which is what Inez is talking about, a spiritual and emotional for the retreat, and also from a physical perspective, because I have heard that if you learn how to breathe properly, that it can reduce blood pressure, or it can make a difference in people that have high blood pressure issues.
Oh, it can make a difference in a lot of the issues that are going on if one really embraces the practice and really begins the breathing and doing it. It can make a whole lot of difference in a lot of things that's happening.
That is really true. And again, I get a lot of people in my class to tell me that it just makes a world of difference to them. And also at the last, well, really throughout the class, I do try to get them, because sometimes when a pose is a little bit challenging, they tend to hold their breath, or whoever's concentrating will want to hold their breath. And,
oh, is
and,
that not good?
Well, you want to keep breathing. You want to keep it that way, but sometimes people concentrate so much that they forget to breathe. So throughout the whole class, I have to tell them constantly, don't forget to breathe. Now, remember to breathe in. And I sound like a tape recorder. I probably drive folks crazy, but I say that throughout the class. At the end of the class, when we're into our corpse pose, and the corpse pose is where we lie all the way on our back, and we relax our body, and I have them close their eyes, and I tell them smooth, even breathing, and I also tell them to relax their shoulders, relax their mind, and I more or less kind of talk to them in this monotone that you're hearing, and to a certain point.
Someone won't sleep, Marissa.
Yes, they will say. Some of them will actually say, man, you put me at ease, and it really relaxes them. And if you can imagine me talking like that for the last 5 minutes of the class, it really helps. And I hope that when they take that home, that they are also practicing that method, because it does help with blood pressure and a lot of other things. It's incredible.
Excellent. That's excellent. So, Inez, I'm just going to jump back here to this genius within. I really like the way you have that worded, the genius within, because I have always felt that every single one of us has the potential to be a genius in our own right. I believe that we were all put on this earth for a purpose. I have read the book, The Purpose-Driven Life, many times, and I truly believe that. And I would like to ask you, based on that, what are some of the practical steps that our listeners can take to discover their genius, discovering their own genius, because we all have it?
Kathy, I am so glad you asked that question, because there are two steps that I recommend very highly with my clients and whenever I'm working with people, and that is practicing silence and meditation. So many times, especially as women, we are running hither and yon, and we never take the time to practice silence. And when I say practice silence, some of my clients tell me, oh, Inez, I don't have time. I said, if you start out with 5 minutes, just close the door for 5 minutes, and you can work your way up to 30 minutes or an hour. But give yourself that time to just be with you. Don't talk to anybody. Don't read anything. Don't look at anything. Just be with yourself. And then the meditation piece is to go into a state of meditation, to lift your spirit, to be able to see yourself where you want to go. And when people do that, I find that they end up going into meditation for longer periods of time. They go into silence for longer periods of time. And when they're in silence, I say to them, it's okay to pray, because what you're doing in your silence is speaking with you. So I call him God. Some people call him other things. But you're speaking with the Creator, the person that you have as your highest. And as you're doing that, it's going to help you to quiet your mind, quiet yourself. And when you do that, that's two of the very first steps that I use.
That is so very powerful. I love it. I mean,
Kathy, may I say this, please?
Absolutely.
I don't mean to interrupt.
Go ahead. This is off the subject.
I love this woman. I love Kathy Holloway Hill. I want to say, just for the listeners, and me knowing her all these years, she is an absolute genius. She's a wonderful lady. She's incredibly intelligent,
and she is so beautiful. Not only is she beautiful inside, but if you were to see her, she's just a beautiful woman outside. She's absolutely gorgeous. And that's just for our listeners. I just thought maybe you guys want to know that. It's really true, but she has a beautiful spirit. We were talking about genius, and I just wanted everyone to know that, Kathy Holloway Hill. You are a genius, sweetheart, and I love you.
Wow.
She
is so right, you know, Kathy.
I've never heard that from my co-host, but thank you. thank you for saying that.
I'm just kind of speechless.
It's so true.
Well,
so now, I interrupted. I apologize. You guys can go on.
Oh, well, you made me forget what I was going to say.
If I can interject a little bit, too. When you were talking about that time, that going into the silence, and you reflected on the meditation aspect of it, I know so often when you get into that part of yourself and you allow yourself to listen, it's amazing the things that you hear. Because so often there's so many things outside in our outside world, even in our homes, that keep us from hearing the voices. And when I say voices, I don't mean, you know, some psychotic kind of thing. I mean those voices that speak to us in a special kind of way that allow us to understand better who we are. And I like what you said about that, because so often we don't get an opportunity to really relax and hear ourselves, because sometimes the truth of who we are is in that silence.
And I like what you just said, Tony. Who we are is in that silence. But a lot of times we don't want to hear that, so we keep running from it, so that we really don't ever find out who we are, because we're so busy being who we think others want us to be. So what we will learn in the retreat is how to be who we are and not what we think others want us to be.
Absolutely.
That is so true. For so many years of my life, I did trying to be what I thought my parents wanted me to be, my husband wanted me to be, my friends wanted me to be. And not until I realized that I have to design my own life, be who Kathy is, was I able to find him. True. And as far as the comment about, you know, just try to be silent and, you know, find a quiet moment. People get so caught up in, I guess they think they need to talk all the time. And not necessarily, I guess I shouldn't have said it that way, not that they need to talk all of the time, but unless they're given instruction or telling somebody what to do or how to do it or something like that, that's the only way that they can get things done. But a lot of people need to understand that you can get a lot done by being silent, like you just described, Inez. I mean, that's a very powerful exercise.
Yeah. And, so, you know, when you say when people think they got to talk all the time, give instructions or receive instructions or whatever, in addition to that, a lot of people think they have to always be doing work, some kind of work. They're always on computer. They're always sending emails. They're always doing some kind of work. That's not necessary. What did we do before we had emails? We were okay. So it's very important that you take that time for that silence.
I read an article recently where it said, I think this was one day this week, that we should all practice technology, especially email, technology detox. Don't look at your email. Don't turn on your BlackBerry. Don't do any of those things. Don't pick up your iPod, your whatever little device, handheld device, email, electronic device. Don't touch it for at least a couple of days, because we get too caught up and dependent on those things.
Mm-hmm.
Not to mention all the gamma rays that we're putting into our body, but we won't go there. But, you know, that's just something that we are entirely too dependent on. And I know I just came out of corporate America from a 20-plus year technology career, so I understand how very demanding and necessary technology is. But like you said, Inez, we did very well before all of that stuff came along. So, you know, we would be fine. So keeping along the path on discovering your genius, because I really want to make sure that our listeners understand the importance of that, because that is what's going to lead to you learning how to relax, release, and Inez is offering an outstanding retreat that's going to be able to help you start that process. Relax and release and connect with your inner self. Connect with your inner self and learn to love yourself. Learn to accept yourself. Learn to connect with your higher power, your creator, as Inez stated. If they want to start the process, Inez, I mean, even before coming to your retreat, what are some of the steps that they can take to start the process?
The first two I already gave you, start by silence and start with meditation. If they just start that process.
And what about visualization? Have you had any experience with that?
It's sort of along with it, but that's another process. So you have the silence, and when you're in the silence, you're just being silent and letting, as Tony said, listening to the voices that come and discarding those thoughts, because you're going to have, we get over 60,000 thoughts a day, so you're going to have thoughts coming, so just let them float out until you get centered so that you can hear the silence and hear your message for you. And once you do that, you will be a different person because now you know you're on your path to being who you are. So if you start with the silence and then with the meditation, I know that some people have trouble meditating, and there are CDs that you can listen to that take you to different levels of meditation. So if you need to get a CD, get a CD, but take some time to really learn how to meditate. And those are two of the main steps that I would give in preparing yourself for the retreat or just preparing yourself to start getting in touch with your inner being and with your genius, with your creativity, so that you will recognize it and be able to use it.
Yeah, I like that. I'd like to ask this if I could, Inez, because when people talk about retreats, a lot of people say, well, you know, why do I have to go to a retreat? Why do I have to go somewhere else? Why do I have to do this? Explain how important it is to do what you're asking folks to do, because I've been to several retreats. I've actually participated as a speaker and a keynote in some of the retreats, and what's always amazed me is how retreats have changed people, but initially, a great deal of those individuals were reluctant. They came there with an attitude of, well, this isn't really going to do anything. And before the weekend was over with or the week was over with, they had a whole different mindset. So explain a little bit the importance of why it is important to do this kind of thing.
One of the main reasons, I think, Tony, is because of the energy. When you are alone and by yourself and doing things, you don't have all the energy of 40 women in a room. And that energy in that room, the camaraderie, the meeting of the people that you will meet, is one of the main reasons why I think retreats are really great. In addition to that, you will have the help that you need, because I'll be there, Cheryl will be there, Nalani will be there. All these people will be there to assist you in getting to your genius and moving to where you want to go and tapping into your creativity. And then with the other women in the room, there is something about a group of women who are in synergy, who have the energy going, that it just makes you feel good. And when you leave, you say, wow, I got it. It's also about the connections that you make when you're there. So it's all about that.
And if I might add to that, Tony, you know, I would compare it with, I know you're very spiritual, and I'm very spiritual. Marissa just mentioned a minute ago that she loves her some Jesus, and I totally agree with her there because I absolutely love my Heavenly Father too. But it's sort of like when you wake up on Sunday morning and you're so tired and you make all these excuses, is what I call them, of why you shouldn't get up and go to church. But how many times, Tony, has that happened to you? And when you went to church, especially if Reverend Cosby was preaching, I know everybody is, but or Jeffrey Johnson, especially if someone was speaking, or in Marissa's case, Reverend Walker, if someone was speaking that you truly love to hear his messages, and you left there totally energized, that's exactly what it is for the retreat.
Yeah.
You may not think it's going to make a difference because you're tired and you come up with all these reasons why you shouldn't get up out of bed. But once you go there and you hear that message and you see everyone praising their Heavenly Father and getting into the Spirit, what does that do for you?
That's right.
That's right. That's so right on. That's a very, very good analogy. Very good.
And like Inez said, with all those people there and all that energy, and everyone is there for the same reason, and everyone is there to be energized, and everyone is there to be uplifted and inspired and to discover their genius within. And the important part comes when they leave and go home, that you must be able to maintain that.
Yeah.
Exactly the way it is when you're in church on Sunday and you go home, and you need to maintain that all throughout the week and remember that powerful message. And that's what I would compare it to. Does that make sense, Tony?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I was asking the question from a general standpoint. I understand. I totally know the reason why.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And I like what you just said about when you leave there. That's why. And a lot of times we go to retreats and we leave with a notebook maybe, but we don't know what to do. One of the things that each woman will leave this retreat with is an action plan, a blueprint, if you will, that they will be able to take with them so they'll have something to follow. Now, the reason it's a blueprint or an action plan is because it's not written in stone. If you need to move a wall in a blueprint, if you're building a house and you want to put the wall over there, do something different, you can. So that's what it's going to be. But they will have the very core of it, the basics of it, so that when they leave, even if they move a wall, they'll stay on track.
And I'm also going to let the listeners know, I want Inez to go ahead and give all of the information about her upcoming retreat, because it starts, is it next weekend, Inez?
It's Thursday, next Thursday.
Okay. Even if you can't attend Inez's, I recommend that you find a retreat close to your area. Find a retreat, because this is something that is very, very critical. It's just like the example I gave for church. For those of you who truly believe in going to church and being fed in the Spirit and being uplifted and motivated, and you always leave with that powerful feeling that you could move the world. So that's exactly what a retreat will do for your spirit and your emotional well-being. So, Inez, talk a little bit about your retreat, where it's going to be held, how we can get them more information. What is your website? What's the website where they can go to learn about your retreat?
InezBracy.com.
Okay, all right.
And it's at the Rose and Shingle Creek Hotel, September 11th and 12th, and Rose and Shingle Creek is in Orlando. And we start at 8 o'clock in the morning, and we go till like 6 or 7 o'clock at night, because we're not going to finish until we're done.
And what's the name of the retreat?
Sure.
Discovering the Genius Within?
The retreat is Discover the Genius Within, yes. And so that's really the whole piece about it, entering into that realm of your inner thoughts, into your inner being, discovering your genius, bringing out your creativity, so that you become that woman that you were put here to be. Kathy, I know you said you had read The Purpose-Driven Life several times. And what it does with The Purpose-Driven Life is give you an idea about how to find your purpose. This is what this retreat is going to do. Once you know who you are, your purpose is automatically revealed to you. You'll be able to attract what your purpose is, because now you know what your passions are, you know what your genius is, you know where your creativity lies. So that's what you will leave the retreat with.
You know, Inez, I was going to say, the one thing that's always surprising to me is you always are able to find something out about yourself when you attend a retreat that you never knew. And there's always a revelation moment or a moment of reveal where you just decide, this is a part of me I never knew existed. And retreats are able to pull things to the surface that make you grow like you never thought you could grow. And I know that makes you excited, because that to me has always been the exciting thing, when you see people get it and you see them realize the greatness within themselves and the work that it's taken, and now you know that they're going to be better because of it.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And that's so key, Tony, because when we find that we we have everything we need within ourselves if we just look within ourselves. It is so awesome because then we know that our Heavenly Father has given us what we need, but we have to get it. And one of the things that I read somewhere once that some men were talking, and one of them said, well, God was getting ready to put spirit in people. And he said, well, where should we put it? And somebody said, well, put it on a mountain because you'll never find it. And somebody said, put it in the ocean because you'll never find it. And then somebody said, well, put it within man. Put it within the heart of man, and he'll never find it. Because man will always look outside himself for his validation.
That's a great analogy. That's a great analogy.
And I just want to add, because, I mean, I don't know if you was listening last week or a couple of weeks ago, Inez, when I told my listeners I had a testimony. And this is absolutely right in line with what you're talking about, because for so many years I had a successful career in corporate America in the technology industry, and I was making a very lucrative income, I mean, six-figure income. And because I have been trying to live a purpose-driven life for the past couple of years, I have felt the pull. I have felt the pull for quite a while that I am not living my purpose. Not what I was supposed to do. And I quit my lucrative technology career, walked away from it, said I'm done with that, and I am going to live my life by design. That's the name of my show. I'm going to practice what I teach and live by design. And I'm designing what I know my purpose is supposed to be, and that's touching the lives of other people and helping them to realize how important exactly what you're talking about is.
Kathy, kudos, woohoo! We talked about 4 months ago when you were saying, I really want to go, and I think I told you, well,
yes.
When you're ready, you will. Didn't I tell you that?
Yes, you did, Inez. And I don't know if you had came on the line and heard me or not, but I told my listeners how very dear you had been to me, and, you know, you were a very good friend, and you really helped me more than you realize, because I interviewed on your show.
Yes,
and,
you did.
And that really helped me understand. And God does everything for a reason. God does single thing for a reason. And he brought me to your show for that reason, to help me understand. It's time. It's time for you to move away from corporate America.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. That is awesome.
So I am
congratulations
so excited
on
about
the step.
Thank you. And that's what your retreat is going to help people understand, what their purpose truly is. You're going to leave there, hopefully do it a lot quicker than I did, but you're going to leave there with the feeling that you are supposed to do a specific thing with your life. And you can do it. Don't be afraid. I mean, a lot of people feel like, oh, well, this is not big enough. I love this. It's my passion, and maybe it's my purpose, but it's not big enough. Well, who are you to say it's not big enough? If God has placed this on your life, then you have to go with it.
You know, if I can say something, too, to those folks that are going to join Inez at the retreat, and really anyone, one thing that we have to learn when we go to these kind of events or we attend these kind of organizational kind of gatherings, go in like an empty vessel. Go in like an empty cup. Because sometimes we're filled with ourselves and we're not allowing ourselves to be filled with the things that we really can use and need. My years of the martial arts, that was the spirituality of it was a big deal. And I remember my sensei, my instructor, saying to me one day, I can't teach you anything because you're not willing to allow me to teach you. So until you allow me to teach you what I know and stop thinking that you know more than me, I can't teach you. So I learned that you have to be an empty vessel to be able to allow someone else to put something inside of you and allow yourself to see yourself for what you're really worth. And that's what those retreats are. If you go in empty, if you go in with a mindset of this is for me and I want to be filled with nothing but greatness, brilliance, you're going to come out with so much more.
Wow.
I agree.
Yeah. That is so awesome, because when you mentioned the martial arts, that is something that people think you just go in and you kick and you tumble and you. That is so much more. It's so much mind stuff in it, you know. It's so much more.
Yeah, because and I have to 100% agree with Tony as far as going in as an empty vessel, because if you go in with preconceived notions, or if you go in with any other thoughts and ideas about what you're going to come away with, it's just going to muddy up the waters, and it's really not going to allow you to be open to receive.
Oh, and one other thing I forgot to mention, Kathy, there's a 100% guarantee on this. If you stay for 2 days, at the end of the 2 days, give back all the materials. If you're not satisfied, if you haven't found what you came for, just give back the materials and you get all your money back.
Oh, wow.
Oh. Pretty big. Let me put that
That's
in.
That's nice.
Thing. Yeah, you don't get that anyway.
I don't think so. No. That's
yeah,
nice.
That. I mean, that in itself is a statement to anyone attending.
That's powerful.
Because the bottom line is, you know that this retreat is going to be something worthwhile. And that's a tremendous statement. So you need to be applauded on that one. Because you don't get that nowadays. I mean, I've attended stuff and they're like, well, you know, we're really bothered by the fact that, you know, you didn't get everything you wanted, but we don't have any refunds. It's a no refund policy. You just pay 100% back and the materials. That's a great thing.
Yeah. Just give back the materials and you get to get all your money back. I want people to leave there fired up. I want people to leave there knowing that they're in control, that they can create whatever they desire. And that's what I want them to leave there knowing, who they are, what their genius is, how they have all this creativity. So, and if you don't leave there with that, give me back all my materials, and I'll give you your money back. No problem.
That's a very powerful statement, Inez. That's a very powerful statement. And I think that pretty much says it all. Everyone who's listening to this show, and we've talked about Inez's upcoming retreat, all the benefits of her retreat, as well as a retreat in general, that's a pretty powerful statement, because there are lots of retreats around the country, but I've never heard of 100% money-back guarantee if you're not satisfied.
Now, when you say all day, are you meaning what is all day, what, 9 to 5, or what is that, all day? What do you mean?
We are going to be in there from 8 till about 6.
Uh-huh.
Because, well, we might have been in the room the whole time, because the part of the time you get to go into silence to work on some of the stuff that you reveal and unveil for you and uncover for you. So then we'll come back together. But 6 o'clock will be when we will end up for the evening.
Nice. Really nice.
Now, how often do you do this? I know we're coming up on 1 minute, but just, you know, real quick, how often do you have retreats? Is this once a year, twice a year?
Twice a year. We'll have another one the end of March. We try to have them in the fall and in the spring.
Well, Inez, we're coming down on our last 60 seconds. Thank you ever so kindly for joining us this evening. You have been a wealth of knowledge about your retreat as well as retreats in general and how they can benefit us. And I really appreciate you joining us as well, Marissa, and giving your input on yoga and the benefits of yoga and your experiences. We really appreciate you both. So thank you guys so much. And
thank you so much for letting me be on your show.
Oh,
me
no
too,
problem,
Kathy.
Inez. No problem,
I love
Inez.
You, girl. You're just top-notch.
Oh,
thank you.
Thank you so much for that. Well, both you guys mean the world to me. Marissa is my absolute best friend, so she knows what she means to me. And Inez, you're so instrumental in helping me make that move, so thank you for that. So we are going to sign off for now, wonderful loyal listeners, and we will see you same time next week. I'm Kathy Holloway Hill.
And I'm Tony Lamont.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.